I invite you to now gently close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight. Let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. We decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Once again, deep breath in. And as you exhale, relax your neck and shoulders and allow that chair to totally support you. This is our time of communion with God. This is our time to let go and let God be God in our lives. Praise God, praise God. With praise, I give thanks to God and I also celebrate the gift of life. When I praise God, I feel as if the life of God within me is responding in a celebration of life. I not only have greater energy, I have a greater outlook on life. That feeling of celebration continues as I go about my day. This is a celebration that can be heard in the way that I talk and seen in the way that I walk. This is a celebration in which I unite body and soul in appreciation of God and for the gift of life. Thank you, God, for life. The life that includes a mind that thinks clearly. I'm learning just how creative I can be about what I do, what I say, and how I express in the world. Thank you, God, for the gift of life. The more I respect my body and my mind, the more care and attention I give to my total health and well-being. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God, for He is gracious and a song of praise is fitting. I invite you to join me right now on that secret place to the Most High, a place of peace, faith, joy, and love. It is a place in consciousness that we can enter into at any moment. So as we journey toward that place in consciousness and we reach the threshold of the door to enter in, we must become empty. So right here, right now, emotional and mental baggage that you might be carrying around, it's time to release it. Maybe there's physical baggage that's not serving you. Release that also. And as we enter into this secret place of the Most High and we take a seat, we are filled with the gratitude, the thankfulness for life, for the ability to worship, to share, to see the Christ in others. We are thankful for all that we have. Use these next few moments to be in communion with God in the silence. Pray, receive answers to your prayers, and be still. Thank you. We do thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them as you always do. Let us remember to show our gratitude for all that is happening in our lives and affairs, and to give praises to the Lord of our being for the activity of love and life deep within us. For all these blessings, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.